If you're able, would you stand for the reading of God's infallible word? This is from St. John's description of the crucifixion. And the crucifixion is coming close to an end. And Jesus looks down from the cross. And this is what the scriptures tell us. There now stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. May the Lord bless us with the hearing and understanding of this, his word. Thank you. Be seated. I don't know how many of you saw Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. If you've not seen that movie, you need to see it. And it has so many powerful, powerful testimonies in it. And one that I shall always remember is that when the moment Jesus died, there fell from heaven a great tear. And as I was preparing this sermon, I just had to imagine Mary being there. And I would assure you there was a virtual fountain of tears from her eyes. That movie shows Jesus growing up, and it's so cute, and he's running as a little child, and never mother has had this experience. You know, your kids go to running, and you say, "Be careful, don't fall, the gravel will cut you, be careful." And they fall. Jesus was running, and he fell, and his mother picked him up and kissed him. And then in the carpentry shop, and you see her all along, influencing his life, and then you see her. And Mary was faithful to her son. Mary knew this from the start. I cannot imagine how this must have been, but Mary knew from the start, because she was a godly Hebrew. She knew from the start the purpose of Jesus' birth and how his life would end on this earth. I'm sure that every moment of joy in her life must have been tinged with a bit of pain. But she loved that child. And when he went up to Jerusalem for the final time, she went with him as any mother would. And when all of his disciples except John had fled the scene, she and the other Marys stood at the foot of the cross and watched every bit of it. We as children often forget how much pain our mothers go through for us. When I was lost, my mother prayed diligently for me. St. Augustine, the greatest leader of the church, his mother Monica, St. Augustine tried all the cures but Jesus, until he finally tried Jesus. And St. Augustine's mother prayed for him for 28 years. And you see, that's the passion of every really good and godly parent. The passion of every good and godly parent, above all things, more than their success in life as scholars or businessmen or whatever, more than their success financially, a good and godly parent prays for the salvation of their children. I told my boys that I want to see you in heaven. Every parent wants that. But I told them that it is only as you truly give your life to Christ that I'll be able to see you. See, that old lie that circulates through many places and tragically through too many churches is that everybody goes to heaven. No, they don't. That's a lie. Don't believe it. The only ones who go to heaven are those who are truly in Jesus Christ. And I know that was my mother's prayer for me. And I believe with all my heart that God heard those prayers and set things in place to turn my heart. Jesus looked down from the cross. You know, in Bible times, it's different than our time, you know, in terms of things. You know, as you grew old in Bible times, if you didn't have some relative or someone to take care of you and see that you were fed when you were no longer able to work, you didn't get fed. And Jesus knew what was going to happen to his brother James. He knows all. Can you turn this one on? Reverend Hankins hadn't been around for a while, so I can't blame him for messing the microphone up. But Jesus loved his mother. And can you imagine what he must have been feeling looking at her? And he knew that she'd need to be taken care of because his brother James was going to be martyred. And he had this friend, John. John was Jesus' best friend. He was his closest friend. They loved all the disciples, and they all shared. But everybody knows that you know, you have friends, and then you have friends, don't you? I was thinking as I prepared this sermon that if my mother was still alive and my brother and sister were not around, who would I say, take care of mama, and know that it would be done? Well, praise God, I've got a friend. His name's Barry Sanders, no kin, but the closest friend I have. And Jesus looked down there and he saw John, and he knew John's devotion to him, and he knew John's great friendship to him. And he looked at his mother and he said, "Woman, behold thy son." Now, he's not referencing, you read the scripture, he's not referencing back to himself. The son that he mentions there is not himself. It's John. And Jesus says to John, "Behold thy mother." His last personal concern of this world, the last concern of the Lord Jesus Christ, was the care of his mother. And he knew John's heart. And he knew John's devotion. Let me tell you something else he knew. He also knew that among all the disciples, John would be the only one to die of old age. And so he gave his precious mother to John's care. And the scriptures tell us he took her to his house from then on. We do know that after the scriptures, John went to Ephesus, and doubtlessly he took Mary with him. Mary would have probably been about 45 years old or so at the crucifixion.
Jesus loved and honored his mother. And I want to say to all of us today that we've been talking a lot about looking at the life of Jesus and how our life is to mirror him. In fact, our aim is that we no longer live, but he lives in us. Our aim is that we no longer seek our will in life, but his. And in this phrase here, he teaches us something about responsibility to our mother. Never take your mother for granted. Never take her sacrifice for granted. No one has ever loved you the way your mother loved you or loves you. Young people sitting here today, show your mother great love. For the Lord wants you to love your mother. And those who still have their mothers, love your mothers and show them the great love and concern for their well-being that is in your heart. And in doing that, you will be, at least for sure at that level of your life, like Jesus. I am so thankful that my Savior came into the world. I am so thankful. I'm so thankful that he became fully man. You know, that's what the great creeds of the church, we don't read them too often, but one of the great creeds to set aside those people who said Jesus is only God, just appeared to be human, or he was just a great teacher, like the Arians, a lot of modern Protestants say, he's just a great teacher, not fully God. No, the creed's clear. He was fully God and fully man. And because he came into the world, just like you and me, exactly like us, except he never sinned. He is the illustration of what God wants in us. Now, to mothers, I say, bless you. But remember, your greatest calling to your children, no matter how old they get to be, your greatest calling to your children is to teach them the life and the way of the Savior. You know, as a pastor, I know that many, many mothers and grandmothers grieve over the spiritual state of their children. I have shared with you those times as well. Keep praying for them. Keep loving them and keep witnessing to them. We are told, as Jesus cared for his mother, so should we. And mothers, be a mother like Mary. You know, I think the Roman Catholics make too much of Mary, but we Protestants sin more often than not making enough of her. She does stand as a godly example, doesn't she? We know that she was a good mother because Jesus' last concern was for her. Dear friends, the Old Testament exhorts us to honor thy father and thy mother. Now, sometimes that isn't always easy for some people, you know? I know of a case here that was so hard to do. But they did it. But those of us who have godly mothers ought to all the more love them and honor them. Think back. I used to have terrible earaches as a child. Those things are no fun. And you can see from the size of my ears, they must have been quite an ache. My brothers used to say that they laid me down to see if I'd crawl or fly. But they were very, very painful. And I remember the countless hours as a child waking up in the night. There was Ruth Sanders with a wet cloth stroking my brow. Oh, it didn't matter how hard she'd worked the day. I lived away from my mother most of the time. I gave money and all. She never seemed to resent it. Came to see her every time I could. I have a special sister, and who gave her pretty much of her life up in a lot of years as a caregiver to my mother. And I was apologizing to my sister, and my sister says, "Oh, I know you would be here." She says, "But I do this to care for mother and to free you." For God's work. And where did she get that? She got that outlook from her mother. Jesus loved his mother more than anything. And she was his concern. There is a word to believers in this text who want to be like Jesus. And that is, do all you can to love your mother, and all you can, even when you're dying, if she yet lives, to see to her care. That, my friends, is clearly from the life of Christ, the Christian way. Happy Mother's Day. And you daddies and you children, you love your mamas and seek to bring them joy. Amen.